Nice.
I just want to point out, that does not count as a mute for me.
Why?
That just doesn't count.
Was it Michelle?
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, it was Michelle. Michelle's having some mutes lately. Muting us.
Well, listen, I got ready for the show. I'm like, wow, I'm done early. Like, I got everything set, and yep, there we go.
Is this maybe a little bit of, are you trying to send a little bit of a message, though, maybe? Like, maybe we need to, you know, shut up or say different stuff. I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Welcome into the program today, Robbie yeah. Rex Road. Here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stinkley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic, intern
Hanley here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hanley's focused today. Lightning with an opportunity to tie things up tonight, 2-2.
Yeah. How you feeling there? Good?
Nervous.
No. Yeah, okay. I think that looks confident. I think she looks confident.
Hey, they've won 8 in a row at home. So, good reason to be confident.
Yeah, and Vasilevskiy, if the switch was flipped like you have talked about with him during series, yeah, it could be a problem for the Avs. Meanwhile, you know, the Avs, they're best players out there gallivanting around, winning awards, you know, when he should be focused watching film. Maybe it'll cost him.
Yeah, not much video work last night for Cale Makar. He was at the NHL Awards in Tampa Bay, and Cale Makar wins the Norris Trophy last night. He wins a very close vote with Roman Josi. The point system that this is determined by, Cale Makar with 1631, Roman Josi ends up with 1606. Josi, actually, with more first-place votes, had 98 first-place votes. Makar had 92 first-place votes, but Makar with more total points. So Cale Makar wins the Norris Trophy. So Roman Josi, in Predators fans' minds, a lot of them anyway, robbed of his second Norris Trophy. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, Joe, and I'll just start on this one. I'm not necessarily shocked that he didn't win. I think he should have. I think Roman Josi should have won the Norris Trophy. I think the year that he had as a whole, he should have won the Norris Trophy. The regular season, I think he was the best defenseman in the regular season. It's difficult for me to throw too much of a fit for Cale Makar winning the award. I mean, the guy was unbelievable
yep.
all year long. And I think, and I know playoffs don't matter, and they don't matter in this vote, but I think you're seeing right now the type of player that he is. He is the best defenseman in the National Hockey League. It just is what it is. He's the best defenseman in the National Hockey League. I sense a lot of frustration from Predators fans on social media last night, and I think it comes from one part of this that we'll get to coming up here in just a few minutes, which is somebody just left him off the ballot entirely. So we'll get to that here in just a few minutes. But a lot of people had Josi like in fourth and fifth. And that part of it, I don't understand. Like, I don't know how you're voting for Charlie McAvoy over Roman Josi. It just really boggles my mind.
Yeah. No, and that's my problem with it. I'm allergic to, let's do the Homer thing because the local athlete didn't win the award and the local athlete should have won it and he got robbed. Because I'm with you that Cale Makar is a worthwhile winner of this award. And I guess the only thing about this is, you said it yesterday, Cale Makar's going to
They may rename this award after him at some point.
Yeah. So this is like, this was a chance to get one in. And maybe it will be like you said too, though. Like he'll be so it'll just be like, okay, who else might win it this year? So Josi could have other cracks at this, but it would have been a big deal for him to get his second. And I can even live with, if you want to put Hedman like Greg Wyshynski had Josi third on his ballot. Okay, John Buchigross has Josi fourth on his ballot behind McAvoy, and let's hear some explanation on that. That's silly. Now, so I believe 3 fourth places and 1 completely off the ballot, and I hope we find out today who had him off the ballot, and I want to hear from that person the rationale, because I think the argument against Josi winning or being first, I definitely saw some people talking about two things. One is, you know, he doesn't, you know, the oft-discussed penalty kill minutes that, you know, they tried to take something off his shoulders this year. You know, if you don't play in all situations, some people counted that against him. And then not being the, you know, like the shutdown pairing that's always going against the opposition's top line. So, you know, defensive reasons for that. But we also know this is always an offensive award, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time the Norris was won by someone who didn't have good offensive numbers?
Couldn't tell you. It's been a long time.
Like, I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah.
But I can't recall it.
No.
I mean, so that's still what matters most.
Right. Like, it's not always as simple as the points contest. Like, it's not always which defenseman has the most points. I mean, look, Yossi won it a couple years ago. John Carlson had more points than he did. So it's not always how that works out. There's one on here, and the Charlie McAvoy thing's one thing. Aaron Ekblad finishing in sixth and taking some third and fourth place votes away is just amazing to me. He missed 21 games. He missed a quarter of the season. How do you miss a quarter of the season and end up on somebody's top three in the Norris Trophy battle? Like, the voting here is a big problem. And it's not just the Yossi part of it. Like, some of this just doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't understand your rationale. He's like, yeah, Aaron Ekblad, he gets my third place vote. He missed 21 games. It's a quarter of the season. It makes no sense.
Well, two things potentially could happen. One is sometimes in local markets, and you see this a little bit more sometimes with broadcast teams, you get the homer, I'm going to vote for our guy, get in there and get a little bit of recognition.
Yeah.
Which is freaking stupid, and you should lose your vote. Like, if Willie 1 year voted for whoever, some Preds player, to be third on his ballot when there's clearly someone worthy who should be in that spot instead, take away Willie's vote. And again, I don't want to just cast a blanket over
come for you, Willie.
The entirety of broadcasting. I'm just saying there's a little more homer activity among broadcast teams who vote for things. Now this is I actually don't even know. This is God, I'm so bad with the letter PHWHA, right?
Yeah, Professional Hockey Writers Association.
PHWHA.
No.
That's all. It's all members of that.
Yeah.
So does that include broadcasters?
I think it does some. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one thing. You got the and it could be, now, believe me, it could be writers too. Whoever it is, I've seen this before in baseball. I mean, actually, there
like
was,
if Buchagras is getting a vote, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so you can belong to that without, you know, while being in broadcasting. Look, I've seen there's a Detroit writer many years ago who did this with like a Tigers player for MVP and messed it up. And it's like, no don't, let's give the hometown guy a little bump. No, vote for the award. And then also, what I really am interested on this, really interested to see who didn't have Yossi on their ballot, because then you also sometimes have people who are like, I want this person to win. This person could beat them. So I'm going to just completely not help the other person. So maybe the person I want to win wins. That's worse, and that's hard to prove. But you don't have Yossi on your ballot in your top five. There's something really wrong with what you're doing here.
Well, first off, I thought that there was a chance that him not playing on the penalty kill for the most part could hurt him. And I think it did to some degree. I thought there was a chance that if you do look at Yossi's underlying numbers defensively, I mean, they're good, but they're not great. You know, we talked about it. You know, a lot of times when, you know, they were playing against top competition and you needed a shutdown pair, it was Zach Hall and Carrier. It wasn't Yossi and Fabbro. So I get it. I mean, defense is part of it, and you know, Yossi was fine defensively this year. He wasn't elite defensively, so I get that. 96 points, which hasn't been done in 30 years, that's top five on your ballot by itself. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It is. Like, it's
top three.
It's stupid.
It's absurd for it not to be top three on your ballot. So now I did go in, and I was like, okay, so let's take these four ballots, and let's make them all like third place votes or whatever, or even move them up. You know, those four ballots alone probably aren't going to make the difference. So, again, I can't quibble too much. I think it should have been Yossi or Makar on any ballot, 1-2, either or. Obviously, Yossi had more first place votes by six over Makar, which just makes it a really weird thing. I can live with third, I guess. You know, I mean, it's like, again, Victor Hedman is Victor Hedman.
Sure.
You know, but yeah, anything beyond that, it's pretty ridiculous. Again, the outcome is, it's reasonable. I agree. He's the best defenseman, and it's way easier to digest now where we are after watching this poll, right? I mean, even though it doesn't count in the voting, to me, the general fan, I mean, I understand Preds fans are upset, but the general fan could look at this and say, yeah, I mean, come on, watch this guy. That's the Norris winner, of course. But I'm very interested to see some of these ballots.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see some of these
Charlie McAvoy shouldn't be ahead of you. Come on, Bucci. Explain yourself.
Well, he got a first place vote. Like, who is voting for Charlie McAvoy over both Cale Makar and Roman Yossi? It makes no sense. I don't get it. And look, I like Charlie McAvoy.
Very good player.
He's a great player.
Sure.
But it's just absurd. Let's go to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. Brandy texting in says, why do they rank their picks? It's not the Olympics where they get medals for second and third. They should just vote on one person, and whoever has the most votes wins. Yeah, it's coming from Brandy.
This is pretty standard for stuff like this. I think most things are like this. You wait that, you know, you have not exactly, because I think this is 10-7-5.
Yeah.
10-7-5-3-1. Is that what it is?
In terms of point value.
Yeah, point value per, you know, first place is 10 points, et cetera, et cetera. Most things like, and I think this is the right way to do it because, well, look, I guess right now you're angry because Yossi didn't win and he got the most first place votes, but in some awards in some years, I think it makes sense because you could have a bunch of different people who could be voted on, and I think, you know, it makes sense to do it this way. I wouldn't change this, but I understand the frustration.
Well, the problem is, like, there's we have this type of conversation with every voting process. Like, I remember the Vezina Trophy last year. We were looking at the GMs who vote on that award, and you're just like, okay, like Saros was about a 945 goaltender in the second half, and he's just not a nominee.
Like this year, he's a finalist. Cool. Good for him, yeah. But he, I mean, way more should have been a finalist last year. Yeah.
Yeah, so we looked around at the GMs then, and we're like, okay, so y'all shouldn't vote on this. And now, I got done with this last night, and I was like, okay, what are the writers doing? Like, what is going on here? Yeah. So it's there's no perfect way to do it. Like, everybody screws this up. I think we've kind of figured that out, but man,
well, I think
I can't wait for these votes to come out.
Yeah,
these ballots.
I know, and I do think it. Like, I've talked with like C-Mace about this. Like, maybe it should just be a just smaller group of people who, again, who just really want to vote for this and are really into it and want to do their research and are like, I'm all in it. Maybe honestly, they have more time. This is my problem. I voted for a lot of things as a writer, like most of it, like in college. But you know, It's like even voting for the top 25 and stuff, it's just like, I don't have time to really watch. I watch the team I cover. So I don't, it's really, I'm not, and coaches voting is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a joke. So to me, it's like, have some special groups of people, frankly, like probably like recently retired people or things like that, who are very attuned to the game, who are not going to do some stupid homer vote in their own market, and are just going to try to do the best possible job. And you know what? Maybe they would have come away with Cale Makar still here, and that's fine. But we wouldn't have to be looking at these ballots wondering who the heck is just totally off the reservation right now.
We'll take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Your reaction to Roman Yossi finishing in second place in the Norris Trophy voting. We'll continue that conversation next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezvik, intern Hanley here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Johnny in White House texting in says, "We had a gathering with my wife's family last night. After the Norris was announced, I broke my TV, and my wife said, 'Me and the kids are going to my mom's. This voting has ruined my life.'" This is coming from Johnny in White House on the text line. Johnny, we wish you better days ahead.
It'll get better. It'll get better, Johnny. We'll find out the ballots and we'll shame them.
Yeah.
That'll make you feel better.
Figure out who it was that left them off the ballot. We will spend the entire show shaming them.
Did you really break your TV, Johnny? If so, tell us how.
Linda in Clarksville texting in says, "It's hard to win awards when you play for a team that no one watches. Sure, Makar is a good player, but the NHL had him as the it player all year. That's what it's all about." This is coming from Linda from Clarksville on the text line.
I think there's some truth to that. The Avs were the best team in the league this year, or right there, right up there. And he's,
which, by the way, I think also should matter in this discussion. Like, when you're the best defenseman by far on the best team, that does matter.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. Like, I'd be more, you know, if you had similar players and one was contributing to a highly winning team and one was just like the best player on a terrible team, I like the winning team. But I think there's some truth to that. Also, Roman Josi's been in the league a while. He's been a star for a while. He's been in the Stanley Cup final. So it's not like
he's won a Norris Trophy.
Yeah, he's won the Norris. He's not some obscure player people don't know. I mean, if people talk, you know, people who don't watch the Preds or didn't watch the Preds, they still would know Pecorine, right? Or PK Subban when he was here, Josi. But I think there's something to that. I also think that there's no excuse for some of these ballots.
Well, again, I don't really have a problem with Cale Makar winning or getting votes. Like, you know, we talked about it. I thought it would be close, and it was. It's a really close vote. It's the closest vote in the Norris Trophy since 2012, which, by the way, was also involving a Nashville Predator with Shea Weber, which, honestly, that one was more of a robbing than this one, in my opinion. When I think Erik Karlsson won that year.
So, yeah, it was Karlsson.
So, I mean, it was a really close vote. I thought it would be a close vote. I don't have a problem with people voting for Makar. Like, Makar he's a deserving winner. It's just the other part of this with the ballots of some people having Josi fourth or fifth or not on the ballot at all. Like, there's a lot of people that came out with it last night. Like, you know, Thomas Drantz, who I respect, he came out and he had Josi fourth on his ballot. You know, Buchagras had Josi fourth on his ballot. I think Wyshynski either had him third or fourth. I can't remember which one it was. Like, there's a lot of people that we've had on the show that had Josi fourth on the ballot.
Wyshynski had him third.
Had him third.
Which, again, to me, you can defend that. You can't defend fourth.
I honestly, I don't have much defense for third either. Like, I get, look, Victor Hedman's great. I get it. Those two this year, it's not really that close to me. Like, Makar and Josi were a tier above everybody, I think, but apparently not.
Yeah, no, look, I think it should have been first or second on either. Third, because it's Hedman, okay. Anything about that? So, third because it's Hedman, okay. I mean, I think that's maybe a little bit lazy. Victor Hedman, because I think you're right that you're voting on this year.
Right. It's not a career achievement award.
You're talking about a historic season for Roman Josi. But, like, at least I can wrap my head around that. Wyshynski says he's writing a column about it, by the way, so to explain his voting. I think you're going to hear – but, like, Bucci goes, come on, man. Charlie McAvoy. You know, it's hard.
I just don't get that.
I need to hear the rationale. I really do. And I think that's one of those – you know, that feels like you're a Bristol guy, and this is, you know, you watch a lot more of that guy than this guy. But
yeah,
you can't be that, especially when you're, a national hockey presence.
Well, look, at the end of the day, you know, we talked about this yesterday. Let's say Josi won his second Norris Trophy, and I was talking about looking ahead to the Hall of Fame. Like, I still think he's on that track. Like, I still think he's – like, him not winning this Norris Trophy, I don't think he's going to, like, keep him out of the Hall of Fame or anything like that if he continues to play this way. But I mean, it is one of those things. It does matter. Like, people do look at when your career ends. Okay, well, how many Norris trophies did you win? How many times were you nominated? You know, he was a – the funny part about this always to me is he lost the Norris trophy to Cale Makar and then finished ahead of Cale Makar in the Hart trophy voting. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, cool. Never makes any sense to me. But Yossi, I think, was sixth in Hart trophy voting.
Sometimes the Hart does go the way of great player who dragged a not very good team maybe past what it should be.
Yeah.
So that'd be my only explanation.
I guess that's the explanation. But he did finish ahead of Makar in the Hart trophy voting. Like, at the end of the day, I think this is not going to hurt Yossi's legacy that much or anything like that. He very well could come back right next year and be nominated again, maybe win the thing next year. So it's not like he's going to go away or anything like that, but it's not insignificant. Like, it does matter that when your career is over and you start looking at Hall of Fame cases, this is something that people, rightly or wrongly, they look at and they put stock into.
Yeah, and it's just a big opportunity missed, lost. And you just, when you have a season like that and don't win it, that's got to be frustrating. Maybe this will put a chip on Roman Yossi's shoulder for this year. What do you think?
If he gets
spin it forward in a positive way,
if he had 4 more points and finished with 100, you think he gets it? Just that round number of 100.
Maybe that might put him second on a couple ballots that had him third or fourth. Maybe.
I mean, that sounds dumb. Yeah. 96 or 100, like, what's the difference? But
I think
it could have made a difference.
I think there'd be a few people who'd be like, oh, my gosh, 100 points. How do I not put him, okay, one spot higher at least than I was going to?
You think if he was at 100 points that the person that left him off the ballot might have given him a fifth place vote if 100 points came along?
Here's a point. Okay, you had 100. I'll give you fifth. Here's my one point on my ballot. Josh sent a picture of the Smash TV. And this looks, he said, and then the message, I don't know if this was like from Facebook or what, says, just smash my TV in front of 30 guests, my son's birthday party because of the lightning.
This is a meme going around. This is from Stephanie on the text line.
Oh, okay. So many Smash TVs going around. It was Johnny who told us, okay, yeah. Johnny, well, we're still looking for your visual proof, Johnny, but Josh, per Stephanie, whoever Josh is, smashes TV because of the lightning. So let's not. We don't need to smash TVs because of these things, right?
I don't think so.
We need less less TV violence.
Yes, we do. Keith from Bowling Green on the text line says, I think the voters that had Yossi fourth or worse just had one thought, that if he's higher in the voting than Makar, that he wouldn't get it. It leads you to believe stuff like that. I'm interested to see. I will say this. I don't know who it was that left him off the ballot. But if it comes out that it's like somebody from, I don't know, Colorado that left him off the ballot, that's probably not going to go over very well.
I would say the same thing here, too. You know, if there's anyone Nashville based who didn't have Makar at least second, that to me is also ridiculous.
Yep.
And smacks of trying to stuff the ballot. We don't need this in sports, okay? Nope. Come on, just vote. I really think if we want these things to be better, then you just confine the group. Like, how important is it to all these people who do the voting to vote? You know, to some people it is. I know some people in media who will not vote on anything. Dan Wolkin, and I respect that. I've had this argument with him. You know, because to me, it's like I like voting on some things where I feel like I have a good handle on it, because I want good informed voting in for awards. And his thing is, I just don't ever want to be part of the story, because that's the thing. We're waiting on someone's ballot right now, right?
Yeah,
we're waiting on someone's ballot. And I've seen this before. I mean, we've all seen this before in different sports where someone has a wacky ballot. What the heck did Hub Arkish do again? Did Hub do something stupid?
Yeah.
What did Hub do?
It was with Rodgers. He wasn't going to vote for Rodgers for MVP of his, like...
So there you go. Because of the vaccination
stance. Like, okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, So now that was him saying it. That's different. But we've seen in sports before where you have a vote and then someone, you know, has to admit, okay, it was me who made the ridiculous vote. And a lot of times it's Homer related. So how important is it for people, to all these people in the P?
HWA?
HWA. Well, I want to say PW so bad. Professional Writers of Hockey? Why? I don't know. How important is it for all of them to be able to vote on these awards? Because you could confine this group and probably, you might, again, you might have the same outcome for this particular award, but I think you'd have a better situation. And you wouldn't have people outraged because of people doing things they shouldn't do.
We'll take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll continue to take your reaction to Roman Josi finishing second place in the Norris Trophy voting. By the way, UC Soros did not win the Vezina Trophy either.
Third place.
Shesterkin did.
Right? He came in third.
He came third.
Which is...
I think it's about where...
That's a good... I mean, to me, that's a good outcome for him. Yeah. Tanner Jeannot got hosed too, by the way.
Yeah.
What's up with Tanner Jeannot getting no love at all?
I don't know.
But Alex Carrier gets all rookie team. Okay.
Hey, man. Put it out there.
Tell Jared.
Hey, the Preds had two first team all defensemen. Josi with the entire league, and Carrier is a first team all rookie.
How about that?
Yeah, tell Jared.
Yeah.
615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on 1025-1063 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Craig texting in says, I think all awards should be voted on by coaches, players, and GMs from around the league. That's coming from Craig on the text line. To which my response was, they vote equally stupid. That's coming from me.
Yeah, like I mean, I do. I understand the idea there. The problem is, again, I was just talking about, you know, the Homer aspect of media, people who are like, oh, I'm going to get my guy in there and get some points so he can feel good or something like that. You have within the people you're talking about, Craig, you have the possibility for things like that. You also have, like, rivalries within the league. I mean, should be, you know.
Well, quite frankly, like, we talked about this with the Vezina. How many general managers are really diving into deep goaltending analytics
right.
with their votes?
There's that, too. That's why, if to me, a panel with – I think some media, some, you know, coaches, like recently retired people who all their voting is going to be public instantly, okay? So there's and they're going to spend time to actually look into this. Because I think some of the voters in these do that. I mean, some of the folks, media folks who do this take it very seriously and really dig in and try to do the best vote. And I think some are like, today's the day I got to vote. All right, where's my blah, 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 send it in. And then you got, and that's not great. That's still better than whatever the heck would lead you to, I don't know, put Roman Josi fourth or fifth or not on your ballot.
Yes.
Whatever that may be. And if it turns out that it's some Homer related thing, then it's just, yeah, that's what should not be part of this.
No. So we'll see what happens on that front. I would assume, I guess, sometime in the next few days.
Well, Sarah Valley's the guy. Doesn't he always put that out there? Like, here's all the.
I don't know that he's the president anymore. I don't know.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
He could still be.
It'll come out. We'll find it.
We'll find it. Michael in the text line.
The witch hunt is on, baby.
Michael in the text line says, fan voting, only way to make it legitimate, there with a sarcasm font attached to it.
Yes.
Just leave it up to the fans.
Well, in some...
I'm sure many Predators fans actually would have voted for Cale McCarr.
In some cases, we are just leaving it up to the fans.
Well, there is that. Any Matt Jones vibes around there?
Oh, boy. Matt Jones wearing all his UK gear. That's your boy.
Go Wildcats,
that's your,
baby.
That's your boy, Michelle.
Big Blue Nation. Not my boy.
That's right.
Did you get along well with him when you were at?
No, we didn't really cross paths too often.
Kind of a weird guy, huh? I'm just saying, yeah. the first time I ever knew who he was at the SEC tournament a few years ago, and I was like, why is that dude sitting down there? Like, he has like
Kentucky blue hat. Sunglasses.
He has like Kentucky sunglasses, Kentucky shirt, Kentucky sweatshirt, Kentucky like blue pants, Kentucky shoes. Like,
I will say, at least he acknowledges that he's a major homer, rather than some people who are like, no, I'm not a homer, but you're like, come on. Like,
yeah.
You know?
I guess that's true. Yeah. He owns it.
That's true. He flaunts it. There's no doubt. He's got a lot of Kentucky shirts and stuff.
That's all they sell in Lexington. You're wearing Kentucky blue right now, Joe.
Did you get those from Calipari? Yeah. My goodness. This is top of the line there.
Oh, that's like, yeah, it's like Cal's like worn practice gear that he just puts on, wears the game. This is a Callahan Auto Parts t-shirt, I'll have you know. You understand
that
reference,
transition
right?
From that to what we're about to talk about next.
Yeah. Fun times.
But I will attempt to do so anyway. So Deshaun Watson's attorney, Tony Busby, comes out yesterday and says that they have reached a confidential settlement with 20 of 24 of the people that have filed lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. So 20 of the 24 are leaving four remaining there. This is coming from Tony Busby, the attorney for Deshaun Watson. So settlements have been filed, and here's the quote. It says, quote, we are working through the paperwork related to those settlements. Once we have done so, those particular cases will be dismissed. The terms and amounts of the settlements are confidential. We won't comment further on the settlements or those cases. This is the quote from Tony Busby, Deshaun Watson's lawyer. So what do you make of the latest news in the Deshaun Watson saga of now settlements a part of the case? 20 of 24 have apparently either been reached or are currently in the process of being reached.
Yeah, so, I mean, whenever things like this happen, and whoever is accused of whatever will always say, not settling, like, they always get settled. It always get. When's the last time something like this ever went to, like, a trial, you know?
I don't know.
I mean, we had, like, the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial.
How was that?
But that's, you know, that's different. I mean, it always gets settled. So I don't really think this has a ton of impact on things. And of course, the Tony Busby in the statement pointed out that Ashley Solis, who has been willing to put her name out there, the first woman to file the suit, she has not settled. And the quote from him is, quote, Ashley Solis is one of the heroes of the story. Her case is not settled, thus her story and that of the other three brave women will continue. I look forward to trying these cases in due course. Consistent with other docket obligations in the court schedule. End quote. So I don't know where that's headed. I have never believed that there would ever be a trial because Deshaun Watson does not want that. The NFL does not want that. Cleveland Browns do not want that. The Cleveland Browns gave him this huge deal, and it, you know, to me can easily be read as this huge amount of money up front, and you're going to be settling some stuff there, Deshaun. So I think the NFL punishment is unaffected by this. It really just comes down to when that's going to come down. I know that Lindsey Jones, like one of our NFL writers, she thinks it's going to be before the start of training camp and maybe sooner. I mean, I think we're looking at the next few weeks. Then he would appeal, which would go directly to Goodell. I don't think he's going to play this season, but... But
may not.
We'll see.
Well, you gotta, like, to that point, you've got to make this decision relatively soon if you're the NFL. Like, you've been investigating this, and now that settlements are starting to come out, I mean, the season is right around the corner. So I would imagine that Lindsey is correct, and this is probably gonna happen pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult situation. I get from the NFL perspective when things are unresolved, but you can always reserve the right to add punishment. Like if you don't have the full season or whatever it is,
sure.
You know, more information comes to light. Obviously, you know, could, you know, charges. It's not like charges could never happen. So, I mean, things can change with this. But, yeah, I would say put something down to give the Browns and everyone some idea of what's going to happen this year. Makes sense. It's a unique situation. And the NFL, you know, really isn't consistent, hasn't been consistent, so why would we expect them to be consistent now? You know, they just have to try to get better at dealing with these situations. This is not exactly like any other.
Coming up next, an all-time great player decided to call it quits yesterday from the National Football League. Do we believe him? Do we believe that he's done? We'll get to that coming up on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
I'm Rob Gronkowski. I am Tom Brady's teammate. I'm his tight end, if you know what I mean. I'm a guy that blocks for him, catches his balls. He's my quarterback.
I love being out there with Gronk. He's as tough as they come. He does all the dirty work.
The bromance apparently coming to an end in Tampa Bay. Rob Gronkowski calling it quits yesterday in the NFL, announcing his retirement for the second time. So Gronkowski officially hanging it up, we think. Do you believe he's retired? By the way, immediately after he announced his retirement yesterday, his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, comes out and says, and apparently he told this to Adam Schefter of ESPN, quote, "It would not surprise me if Tom Brady calls him during the season to come back and Rob answers the call. This is just my opinion, but I wouldn't be surprised if Rob comes back during the season or next season." That's from Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, yesterday. So do you believe Gronk's done?
I don't know. What? I mean, I believe that Brady was done, because it's like, why go through all this stuff if you're not done? And was Brady, in retrospect, never done?
Yeah, I think so.
You think that you think he was never done? No. You think it was all BS? Like, you don't think that at any point he had like a month where he was like, okay, this is it. Family life, and I'm ready for this.
I think that your friend Michael Florio may have been onto something with the Dolphins report that he put out there.
Yeah.
I mean, Brady's like going out of his way to not answer that question a couple weeks ago. Kind of tells me that that may have been his plan.
So you're saying that Michael sometimes is right.
I'm saying Michael sometimes.
Michael can be right.
And have some good information. Occasionally.
So don't get cocky, Michael, and give us dumb crap like, what was it with the Titans? Just ridiculous.
Oh, the Robert Woods.
Yeah, Robert Woods says they held him back. So I don't know about Gronk. I mean, Gronk is not – there's no way Gronk has some big scheme in mind here, right? I mean, unless like it's like a Ponzi scheme, crypto or something.
I don't know.
I mean, he's just going to buy a yacht and – right? I don't know. I did like the Brady – the Brady tweet to it, because of course Brady knew in advance this was coming, but he had like the I don't even know what it's from, like the guy on the phone, you know, you got to see it, just you'll see what I'm talking about, like like I'm basically like, I'm going to call you and you're going to come back out of retirement.
Yes.
But I don't know, maybe it's like if the Bucks are looking really good in, you know, like the end of October or something. You know, and it's like, you could be the final piece. This team could actually make a run. Does he get lured out? I don't even know.
I'll just answer the question. No, I don't. I do not believe Rob Gronkowski's retired. I think
you think he's coming.
I think
back.
He's coming back at some point this year. He'll be back in there. I totally believe that. This is what they
even
do, man.
Bother with this?
No, Gronk and Brady. They can't let it go. This is what they do. Like Brady being back. Gronk is not going to just fade off into retirement when they've got a chance to win a Super Bowl. I don't think. I know he's won four of them. So
why not just say like you don't want to go through camp?
That could be that. I wouldn't be surprised.
Would anybody be that mad at him?
I don't think so.
Because if he comes back, that's what everybody on the Bucks would say. Yeah, man, we know you just didn't want to go through camp.
You just didn't want to go through training camp. Yeah. Cool.
I don't know. It'd be nice to see this just stick.
Well,
like
I don't
someone
believe,
actually stick to what they're saying.
I'll put it to you this way. I don't believe that Rob Gronkowski will be a part of the Titans practices in training camp here in Nashville. Like, I don't think he's going to be back then. But he will be back after that.
Which is
I'll be very surprised if at some point this season, Rob Gronkowski is not playing for Tampa Bay. I'll be very surprised.
Well, someone on here is guaranteeing it on the text line. So
okay.
Come on, guys. Gronk's just retiring. Said he didn't have to go to camp like we just talked about. Remember during COVID he faked his workouts? He faked his workouts?
Changed his shirt.
Huh?
Hanley told me he recorded all the videos and just changed his shirt. He did all the workouts in one day.
That's awesome.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's like, look, coach.
Oh, right.
I've done a lot of push-ups.
Man, so basically he got on a boat. He did one day, then he got on a boat.
He's legendary.
Yeah.
John on the text line says he'll pull a Roger Clemens and come back for the stretch run. Maybe so.
Mike Fisher.
Maybe Mike Fisher.
Mike Fisher coming back for a little playoff run. Liam, on the pass topic, Browns deserve to be left dangling. I hope the league waits till the night before the first game to suspend Watson for the year. That'd be interesting. Let's not forget the contract was structured to avoid losing significant money. Yes. Yes, for suspension the first year. He's a very low, whatever. It's like $2 million this year. The whole thing is gross. End quote. You are right, Liam. You are absolutely right.
So what's going to happen with Baker Mayfield? I mean, he's just kind of sitting there in limbo. He didn't go to minicamp, obviously, and I guess the technical term is he was excused from minicamp. So he's still a part of the team. He's still on the roster for Cleveland. What ends up happening with Baker Mayfield throughout this whole situation? Because, I mean, there's a great chance that Deshaun Watson's not going to be available immediately. I don't know if it's going to be the whole year or what that's going to look like, but like, is there a scenario where Baker, like, plays for Cleveland? That'd be hard to imagine.
No. He will not, that's the only thing I feel very confident in is that no, he is absolutely done.
So what are they going to do with him?
Well, so Albert Breer reported that the Browns are willing to eat about half of his deal half of his salary to move him. I mean, it just seems like, what was Michelle's called shot? The Panthers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't that make sense for them? Watch Sam Darnold play quarterback anymore? Do we have to watch this anymore?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm totally anti giving up too fast on the young quarterbacks, but how many years in the league has Sam Darnold had? Three now?
Yeah. He looked really good for about four games last year to begin the season.
And then boy, it
went the other way.
It nosedive on him. Yeah. So I still think that's probably what's going to happen. You know, if they take on, you know, a good chunk of that deal, Baker Mayfield, to me, is too good to not start for someone in the NFL. If you're going to go just on last year.
Marcus Mariota starting for the Falcons.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying.
Why is that an example
given?
I'm just throwing it out there. I don't understand the reference.
Although, my Facebook told me he looked really good for some throws in minicamp.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was a video that Facebook thought I'd be interested in seeing, but they put it there.
They know. They know. You want to hate watch Mariota.
Oh, where's Marcus? Yeah. How about that?
He should be. He should absolutely be somewhere, and that would be my guess. Don't know what Seattle's doing. Don't know why they're doing what they're doing. You still have Jimmy G too. I mean, Jimmy G and Baker Mayfield are starter quality quarterbacks. How weird would it be if neither of them are starting playing this year?
Be pretty strange. I mean, technically, I don't think the Niners have named Trey Lance their starter yet.
It's competition.
Competition.
Jimmy
G's still there?
Yeah. Maybe they're just going to let Debo pick the starter.
Maybe so.
He seems to be settling in.
Yeah, seems to be.
To play for the San Francisco 49ers, who have him under contract this year. Interesting.
It's funny how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
Santa in Portland on the text line says, I don't believe either one of them retire until they sign a one-day deal with New England and then retire. Talking about Brady and Gronk. I think they both retire as Patriots. So Santa's not buying it until Gronk is signing a one-day contract with the Patriots.
Well, that's,
I don't think it's going to happen.
No, Brady's not going to do
Brady's
that.
Brady's not going to do that.
He will not do that. Maybe Gronk would or something, but I don't think they care about that stuff. Brady's not doing that.
No.
Promise you.
He might go sign a one-day contract with the Miami Dolphins.
There you go. And then owner.
Called shot. Brady's the quarterback of the Dolphins next year.
Yeah?
Call and it owner. Now. And owner.
Maybe. 2023, starting quarterback of the Dolphins.
Brady's Tom going, Brady. Going Flint Tropics yeah. on the Dolphins, what you're saying. That'd be amazing. Liam says there are three or four teams that wouldn't mind having Baker. I don't see anyone giving the Browns anything for him. I'll end up being cut. Man. I think the Panthers, is it the immaturity thing?
Well, maybe, but like at this point, like you've ridden it out this long. Like, what are you giving up for Baker Mayfield right now? I mean, if you're like, let's say you want him and you're the Panthers, like who else is going after him?
You're looking for bargain. Yeah, you're bargain shopping for sure. Yeah. And you might end up, it might end up being kind of a sweet deal. I think Baker Mayfield's pretty good.
Eh.
He's yeah, all right. You're not a fan?
Nah.
Last year he was bad. He was playing through ridiculous injuries. And I understand the immaturity thing with him. And he's got to get better. But I also understand why he would hate the Cleveland Browns right now. Yes. I mean, can you maybe understand his perspective on that a little bit? I don't mean to be like a Baker homer, but I don't know.
I think
someone could end up with a pretty good – situation here.
He looked like Johnny Unitas against the Titans a couple years ago here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Otto Graham out there slinging it around.
We'll continue to take your thoughts. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Wes Rucker from Go Vols 24/7. We'll get his thoughts on all things Tennessee sports. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.